Amen, amen. Good singing. You may be seated out there. This morning our theme is the old rugged cross. My, my, my. Brother Craig, I love that hat when the weather turns cold, brother. I love that hat. I love that. I love that hat over there. Oh, wonderful, wonderful day to be in God's house. We're going to turn to 256, sing the old rugged cross. I want to begin by wonderful thank yous. This week is Thanksgiving. Did you enjoy the meal last week for those of you? Barbara and Dave. They both asked me to come and express to you their gratitude. What a wonderful host and hostess they were for us, giving them a reason to clean their house and straighten up. It's just amazing. It's amazing when you have that many people come, how you will actually pay attention to the things in your house like that. So it was just a joyous time, and I thank God for the wonderful weather we had. We were outside. Barbara and I were talking this morning. Ooh, we're so glad we did that last Sunday and not this the comb over Sunday. So but it was just a marvelous day. And once again, thanks to all those people that took part, that helped out, that helped on the fixing, all the coordination. It was just a glorious day in extension of our service here last Sunday. Praise God for that. 250 in the valley. I need to borrow some more money. I got to take care of her. Oh, my goodness. Wow. What a wonderful opportunity to stand in front of you on this week of Thanksgiving. Personally, I'll be going up and spending time with the family on Wednesday night, be stuffing that old turkey on Thursday morning, God willing, get up bright and early before daylight, put that turkey in the oven, off to the woods I go and come back. I don't know. But I know that that turkey tastes much better when we decided we were buying that turkey and not trying to go out and harvest that turkey. That open can of tuna fish didn't do too well, so. Pray for our family because, especially for Mom, this will be the first, we have such a wonderful family history, especially Thanksgiving, and not having my brother there will be tough on her. So you pray for my mom this Thursday, and I would appreciate it so greatly. Brother Matt read my scripture this morning. Shame on him. Because I wanted to focus on that fourth verse in Psalm 100. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word today. Open our minds and hearts as we as individuals receive that you have for us. In Jesus' precious name, all God's people said amen. 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 Claude, you moved me with your prayer request and praise today. We should be so thankful of the country that we live in. Especially hearing all the news that we hear day after day after day. Christians, you are hated because of your faith in God. There is no way to say it any other way. You are hated because of the stand that you take. And I thanks unto God for the stand that the churches in America take to serve God first. To serve God first. If there has ever been a country that should be thankful, it is the country that you and I are standing in today. If there is ever anything to be thankful for, it is for each one of us as Christians as we thank the Heavenly Father for sending His Son to die upon a cross, for my acceptance of Him as a personal Savior, I am guaranteed heaven. There is not a church that you should be more thankful to be in than Mount Calvary Community Church today. Amen. Amen. A little prejudiced I am. And it comes with the humbleness that I feel when I stand in God's house and I am greeted with warmth and kindness, when I am able to walk in and share the laughter that God places within my heart, when I am able to freely open God's Word and read what it has for us, when I am freely able to share a tear and other people cry along with me. I think you should be moved and thankful to have a place to walk into where Jesus is lifted up. We've been so fortunate here at Mount Calvary. We have so many friends. We have so many people that come to our concerts that just kind of stop in, and we love each and every one of them. Because we have not been here to try to build this thing numbers. We've been not here to try to build up the church itself. We are here to build up the church, which is called God's people. And you'll be amazed how when God's people just get together, sit in that choir loft, after much prayer, trust me, I will tell you one thing. Vicki had a praise this morning for that choir here. And I have a praise also, because I've been to the choir practice, and I'll tell you one thing, after that practice, you are a lot more prayed up than you are when you walked in and sit down. Right? She got that look. And I am thankful for it. Years ago, I heard about great British poet, Rudyard Kipling, very famous. And it's very unique because he was famous and had grown to be quite wealthy while he was still living. And you know how it is, sometimes those artists are not appreciated until they've gone on. And there was a reporter that went down to see him, knocked on his door, said, "Mr. Kipling, I am here to share with you a bit of information that I have researched. I have researched and found out that according to what you have made on royalties, that on the poems that you have written, it comes out to over $100 a word." So being a little cynical, the reporter whipped out his wallet, took out $100 and handed Mr. Kipling and said, "Now give me one of those $100 words. He took the bill, folded it over, put it in his pocket and said, "Thanks." I believe that thanks is greater than $100 word. I believe thanks, when you have it in your heart, when you appreciate those things that God has done for you in your life, you start to tap into the blessings that God's Holy Spirit wants to dwell within you. Are you ready for your break time? Yes. Mike, I want to thank you for Wednesday night for teaching. I heard you zoomed all the way through one paragraph, and we appreciate that so very much. He said he'd do a lot of review. After hearing me teach, he had to do a lot of review. And your old buddy, Charles Simmons, is going to tell us about a middle-aged woman who had a heart attack and was rushed to the emergency room. Oh. Jennifer's into it. On the operating table, she had a near-death experience seeing God. She asked if this was it. God says, no, you have another 43 years, 2 months, and 8 days to live. Upon recovery, she decided to stay in that hospital, have a facelift, liposuction, a tummy tuck, the whole works, got everything, Rita. She even had someone come in and change her hair color, figuring that she had so much life remaining, she might as well make the most of it. She was discharged after the final procedure, however, while crossing the street outside, she was killed by a speeding ambulance over there. Arriving in God's presence, she fumed, I thought you said I had another 40 plus years. And God replied, I didn't recognize you. It's just not right. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord makes one's rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. You ask me what a Christian is, I'll tell you what a Christian is. It's someone who does not consult their checkbook to see how wealthy they really are. They don't have to go out and look and see what kind of car they drive, what kind of house they live in. Because they know without a shadow of a doubt that God has so richly positioned himself in their hearts. I am so blessed with what God has given me. Last week at the meal down the street here, my goodness, I saw people who were just abounding about in the work of the Lord. I saw conversations, heard them going on. I saw people who were just happy to be in the presence of God's people. We ate until we couldn't eat no more. Just like good church folks ought to do. I felt like the guy who, the guy that had the operation, they left a sponge in or something. He said, does it hurt? He said, no, but I'm thirsty all the time now. You know that? I was looking for more and more and more and more and more, but my belly was full. I couldn't have any more. It was all delicious. But I was thankful of what God had given us. There was a young girl that, her father was a DJ. And when she went to the table there to visit, folks would come in to visit, and they asked her, they said, would you mind asking the blessing? And she was so proud, and she stood up and she said, bow your heads, and she said, this food, friends, is coming to you through the courtesy of Almighty God. Just like her father, the DJ, would say. And I believe that everything that we have, everything that we have been given, it comes from the Almighty God. We've been so blessed here. Amen. Amen. I love to hear. I love the warmth. I love the people that are just thrilled to be in God's house and to kind of see what God is going to do next. The great writer, Matthew Henry. And he wrote this after he had been robbed. I am so very thankful, first, because I was never robbed before. Second, because although they took my purse, they did not take my life. Third, because although they took everything I had, it wasn't very much. And fourth and finally, it was I who was robbed and not I who robbed. There's a humbleness that comes when you put God first. There is a way that God just gets a hold of you and just starts to melt you and mold you in what you ought to be. We have here at Mount Calvary some of the sweetest people that I have ever met in my life. And I don't think we were born that way. In fact, I know some. I know they weren't born that way. It is an almighty God who is in the business of shaping, who is in the business of molding, who is in the business of creating within us individuals who want to be more like Jesus. We don't do it right all the time. We make our mistakes. Inside, we hear those voices telling us, oh, how can you do that? How can you call yourself a Christian? How can you go? How can you? And I tell you how you can, because you keep your focus on Him and not on ourselves. This is a beautiful Thanksgiving holiday that is coming up, and I encourage you, hopefully that you have the opportunity to be thankful for everything in your life that God has given you. But then I encourage you even more to share it with someone else. I have been blessed. I'm like a little old guy. Poor old soul, he only had two teeth left in his mouth, and he said, but praise God, they meet. And that's the kind of guy I am. I've got to be happy. I've got to be thankful in the things that God has placed within my life. In 1789, George Washington declared that the fourth Thursday in every November was to be Thanksgiving Day in America. But I am here to declare unto you and to say unto you that I think every day ought to be Thanksgiving to the Christian, to the one who has accepted Jesus Christ, to the one who has said, God, I am yours. Valerie's back here. I think she's only got one angel left. Is that right? Good. What a... You know why it's your angel? Do you know why it's your angel? Because Don brought you two little peanuts left out of that little box over there. All the candy was gone. I think two peanuts that fell off one of those pieces of candy. And Brother Don, in his kindness, he brought it to you. And you get to pay it forward. Folks, I believe that you should be thankful in everything. Most of all, thankful to God. I personally want to stand here in front of you and from Terry, from Matt, from myself, from Gidi, from Vicky, from everyone that is a part of Mount Calvary Community Church, we just simply want to thank you. It is a blessing to serve here. It is a blessing to feel the love. It is a blessing to feel the freedom. The freedom that you have when you worship in spirit and in truth. So we thank you and we wish you have a marvelous, a happy Thanksgiving. Just remember to thank the one who makes it all possible. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've come into your house. We've sung praises under your name, God. You have blessed us in our lives. You have blessed us in our homes. And God, you have also blessed us in our church. Because God, it's not so much the things that go on within these four walls. It is your spirit that you place within our hearts and challenge us to take that spirit with us wherever we go, spreading the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ to those that are in need. So God, give us safe traveling mercies this week. Have your hand of mercy upon us. Keep your angels of safety all around us, God. And let us appreciate what you've done for us. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. All God's people said amen. Stand to your feet if you're able. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain.